Alfie goes camping. One summer afternoon, Mum hung a sheet over the washing line and weighted it down with stones on either side. Alfie crawled inside. It made a good tent. "I'm camping," Alfie called out. "This is my tent, and nobody can come in here unless I say so." But Annie Rose was already coming in through the other end, uninvited. Alfie went indoors and brought out some important things to put in his tent. He brought a colouring book and some crayons, a saucepan, his old blanket and his knitted elephant. He spread a rug inside and some cushions to sit on. Real campers cook their food over a campfire and eat it sitting on the ground, Alfie told Annie Rose. So they put some bits of grass into the saucepan and cooked them over a pretend fire. After that, they went inside the tent and lay down on the cushions. Alfie pretended it was night time and there was a forest all around full of wolves, snakes and snarling tigers. Annie Rose was not quite sure whether she liked this part of the game, and she soon trotted indoors to find Mum. Alfie was still in his tent when Dad came home from work. He brought out a mug of tea and drank it, sitting by Alfie's campfire. Dad told Alfie that he had owned a real tent when he was a boy and had slept out in it all night. "I'll look in the loft and see if it's still there," he promised. "And if it is, we might try it out next time we go to visit Grandma in the country." Dad did find the tent. Alfie was very excited when the time came to put it up in the field next to Grandma's house. Everyone came out to watch. It was big enough for two people to lie down in. Annie Rose was too little to go camping, so it was going to be just Alfie and Dad. They had brought proper foam mattresses and sleeping bags with them from home. "I hope it doesn't rain," said Dad. Alfie could hardly wait until bedtime. He kept going in and out of the tent to check that everything was ready. He had put his blanket and elephant beside his sleeping bag. Dad had put an electric torch beside his. At last, bedtime came. Alfie had a wash and put on his pyjamas and dressing gown, just as usual. He wanted to cook his own supper over a campfire, but Dad said that might be a bit difficult. Instead, they had supper in the kitchen, jacket potatoes and baked beans, and Grandma gave them some apples to take with them into the tent. Then they set out. It was strange not to be going upstairs to bed, but down the garden, through the gate and into the field. It was still light. Dad and Alfie sat down in front of the tent with a blanket around them and ate their apples. They watched the sun go down behind the trees. They watched the sky change colour. They saw the birds swooping and calling to one another. They sat there until it was quite dark and the stars came out one by one. It was very mysterious to be outside at night under the big sky with rustling noises all around and the wind blowing the branches about. But Alfie felt very safe being there with Dad. Just before it was time to settle down, Alfie jumped up, scampered off across the field and did a little dance all by himself under the stars. Then they climbed into their sleeping bags and Alfie cuddled up to his blanket with his elephant in beside him and went off to sleep. When he woke up, it wasn't morning. It was the middle of the night. It was completely dark, not like being in the bedroom with the light shining from the landing, but pitch black all around. Alfie put out his hand. He could feel Dad's back next to him, humped up inside the sleeping bag. Alfie lay very still and listened. He could hear noises outside, strange creakings and flappings. Inside the tent, he could hear Dad breathing. But then Alfie realised that he could hear something else breathing too, and that something was outside the tent. Alfie sat up. He didn't scream. He didn't even cry. He just leaned over and wrapped his arms around Dad's neck and squeezed very tightly indeed. And then, of course, Dad woke up too. Now, the breathing thing was just near their heads. It was a very snorty, snuffly sort of breathing. They could hear it moving too. It was trampling about in the grass. Then it went round the tent to the zip opening, which Dad had left not quite done up, and started to push against it. Alfie was quite sure that something huge and horrible was coming to eat them up. He began to scream and scream.
"It's okay, Alfie," said Dad.
He felt for his torch and switched it on.
They saw a big pink nose coming through the tent flap. It had very large wet nostrils.
"It's a pig," said Dad. And he bravely got out of his sleeping bag and gave the nose a big push. Alfie stopped screaming. He and Dad crawled out of the tent. It did not seem quite so dark outside. The pig moved a short distance away and stood there watching them.
"I didn't know Jim Gatting had put his pig in this field," grumbled Dad sleepily.
He tried to make the pig go away, but it wouldn't.
After a while, they tried to go back to sleep in the tent, but the pig kept trying to join them.
In the end, there was nothing for it but to take the tent down. They collected up all their things and carried them back into Grandma's garden. It took several journeys to and fro. The pig followed closely behind them. When Dad finally closed the garden gate on the pig, it stuck its snout through the bars and watched them. Dad told Alfie that they couldn't very well wake up everybody in the house at that time of night, so they had better put up the tent again in the garden. Alfie thought that was a very good idea. At last, they got the tent back up and crawled into it, and the pig got tired of watching and wandered off down the field. Alfie and Dad dozed until it was nearly light. When Alfie woke again, Dad was still fast asleep. Alfie crept quietly out of his sleeping bag and stood in the wet grass in his bare feet. The curtains of Grandma's house were still tightly drawn, but the sun was up and the birds were making a great noise. Alfie felt very special to be the only person awake and out of doors that sunny morning, and he made up his mind to ask Dad if they could go camping again that very night. The end.